Under fragile ceasefire, Iranians wonder if U.S. deal can be done. Former U.S. Marine pilot loses appeal against extradition from Australia. Trump's rift with Pope is playing out in public. It's costing him valuable support. Frank Gardner, what is China's role in the Iran war? Trump threatens to fire Fed Chair Powell if he doesn't leave in May. 9 killed in second Turkish school shooting in 2 days. Israeli triple tap strike kills 3 paramedics in Lebanon. Officials say prominent Palestinian prisoner, Marwan Barghouti, assaulted 3 times in a month, family says. Ticketmaster owner Live Nation ran a monopoly and overcharged fans. Jury finds South Africa names apartheid-era politician as new ambassador to the U.S. Chinese national given 1 year in prison for smuggling ants out of Kenya. SantaCon organizer charged with stealing $1 million from charity pub crawl. South Korea jails American YouTuber for public nuisance. Magyar calls for fast handover of power in talks with Hungary's president. Australia's richest person must share part of her mining fortunes. Court rules Sri Lanka repatriates 238 Iranian sailors stranded after U.S. torpedo attack. 250 missing after migrant boat sinks in Indian Ocean. Kanye West postpones France gig following UK ban. Australian pleads guilty to creating deepfake porn in landmark case. Bit of pain worth long-term security from Iran, Besant tells BBC. Starmer says he's not going to yield to pressure from Trump on Iran war. Meghan to appear as guest judge on MasterChef Australia. Israel and Lebanon hold first direct talks since 1993. Watch Vance heckled as he chides Pope. Kenya fuel prices rise sharply despite reduction in tax due to Iran war. Man wins $1 million Picasso painting in 100 euro charity raffle. Hamas rejects Gaza disarmament plan. Palestinian official says 3 years of messages at once. A chronicle of Sudan's war pours in as trapped reporter's phone turns on. Canada was once a dream destination for Indian students. Is that changing? New search engine reveals if ancestors were in Nazi party. Hospital at center of child HIV outbreak caught reusing syringes in undercover filming. Greek police using masked migrants to forcibly push other migrants back across border. Lebanon seeks peace, but Hezbollah needs to be convinced first. Can this man broaden the appeal of a South African party seen by some as too white? Quantum computing, a tech race. Europe could win? Democrats were already scrambling in California's governor race. Then Swalwell dropped out. The U.S. blockade of Iran is a gamble. Will it work? Why and how is the U.S. blockading Iranian ports in the Strait of Hormuz? Moment gunman tackled by school principal. The human cost of the war in Sudan, 3 years on U.S. blockade of Iranian ports, explained in 2 minutes. Celebrities and fans pay tributes to Asha Bozzle. Hungarian voters celebrate much-needed change. Kalshi launches commodities hub with 10 new markets. Oil prices steady as Hormuz shipping constraints counter U.S.-Iran peace hopes. Oil prices seesaw in choppy trade as U.S. says Iran blockade fully implemented. U.S. targets Iran's oil transportation infrastructure with sanctions. White House denies U.S. requested ceasefire, says new talks may happen in Pakistan. Exclusive. Iran offers proposal allowing ships to exit Oman side of Hormuz. Free of attack, source says. Exclusive. China weighs curbs on exports of solar manufacturing equipment to U.S. IMF cautions countries against broad fuel subsidies to deal with war-driven energy shock. Finance ministers stung by hit to economies call for full Iran war ceasefire. Italy's Decen replaces most Qatari gas after Middle East supply disruption. Wall Street closes at a record for the first time since the end of January. NY jury finds Live Nation illegally monopolized live event markets. Sazerac offers $15 billion to buy Jack Daniels maker. Brown-Forman, WSJ reports.